This is Wendy Anderson. I'm interviewing Patricia K. Murphy at Raven Landing on May 29th, 2017. And it's 9 in the morning. Hi.
Good morning, Wendy.
So tell us a little bit about where you were born. And
okay. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan, May 22nd, 1942. I grew up in Saginaw until I went to school in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I attended an all-girls school from the 10th to the 12th grade at Nazareth Academy. The Sisters of St. Joseph had a convent at Nazareth, Michigan, just outside of Kalamazoo.
And what else do you want to tell me?
Well, my paternal grandparents lived in Hemlock, Michigan. Hemlock, H-E-M-L-O-C-K. They had 10 children, and farming was a way of life. And my maternal grandparents lived in Toledo, Ohio. Grandpa Gillig was a pharmacist. They had 4 girls, and they were all born at home. My parents met on a cruise ship on the Great Lakes. Dad was a general practitioner, and Mom took care of the 3 of us girls. My sister Mary Jane Murphy lived in Homer, and that was my first trip to Alaska, to Homer, on my honeymoon in 1984. I loved all the beauty in the mountains, wildlife, and the thrill of being in Alaska. My second visit was a 1993 family adventure when we traveled in RVs around Anchorage to Fairbanks and back. I was in Fairbanks on that trip, and we walked all over town, and everyone we talked to was so friendly. At the time, I was a widow. I had an interview during the visit in 1993. So I thought if I got a call for a job up here, I would be able to make it to live here. So I was ready to start over and have a new adventure in this great state, and that's what motivated me to move to Alaska. I was a nun, the Sisters of St. Joseph from Nazareth, Michigan, for 24 years, and I studied nursing. As an LPN, I kept wanting to do more and more, so I kept going to college for nursing and finally earned a BSN in 1981. In 1981, the hospice program was initiated in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I was the first nurse in that new hospice program in Kalamazoo in 1981. And then prior to being a hospice nurse, I worked in many hospitals in Michigan. I was a visiting nurse in home care in Michigan. And when I moved to Alaska, I also did home care nursing and traveled to Delta Junction for supervising home health aides there. What motivated me and I think helped me decide about my career was that I saw on the bulletin board while I was in high school, which said, this was a saying, what you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Also, I like to sing. Since 2000, I've been singing at Sacred Heart Church, and I have been a Sweet Adeline for 8 years, and I take part in the Raven Landing Chorus, and also I sing with another women's chorus called Aurora. My 30s, 40s, and 50s were my fondest years of memory because they were so full of energy, new knowledge, and lots of adventure. I was curious about this new living place, and I was at several of the beginning meetings, which I also came to know no one who were attending those planning meetings for Raven Landing, but I continued to go and plan to think I could live there because I was all alone. And so I decided that when I retired at age 69, that I would sell my home and come to live at Raven Landing. At that time, there was only the first building. So I sold the home very quickly, and I had no place to go. I decided that I would ask if I could rent a garage so I could move my stuff into the garage. And everything came about very quickly. They called and said that they had a place for me in RL1. So that's where I moved first. My experience about living here is to continue to live, laugh, love, and listen to my friends and neighbors to learn how to continue being alive as I grow older. I enjoy playing cards. I play bocce, and I sing and play chimes. And I know that I am living and praying that the Holy Spirit wants me to continue to live my life here.
Thank you.